The Act of Will by Roberto Assagioli, MD. Preface. Everyone can have, or has had, the existential experience of willing, but often without full realisation or a clear understanding. This book has been written as an introduction and a guide to such experience, and as a training manual. It is intended to be a tool for the exploration, development and utilisation of the will. It considers not only how the will usually operates, but how it can best operate. It describes the qualities of the will and its various aspects, the stages of the willed act, and the purposes towards which this act can be directed. It is largely a phenomenological exploration, based on my own experience and on statements and reports of my clients, students and colleagues over many years. The amount of empirical data thus collected provides a sure ground for describing the various methods, techniques and exercises for the practical training of the will and for its optimum use at all levels of existence, from the personal to the transpersonal and reaching into the realm where the individual will merges with the universal will. This volume is also a preliminary map of the act of willing from the point of view of the newer developments of psychology. That is to say, existential, humanistic and transpersonal psychology, although it has roots in various older contributions. Because the subject is so challenging, I have made the style as simple as possible. But on occasion, this simplicity is deceptive. I suggest that not only can this volume be read as a piece of interesting information, but that it can be profitably studied in depth and the many techniques practiced and applied in daily life. The chapters on love and will, the transpersonal will, and the universal will might bear particular consideration, as their subjects may be new to many readers. I should also like to mention that certain repetitions are deliberate and are intended for emphasis, and that cross-references in various parts of the text may help one to grasp both the manifold nature of the subject and its underlying unity. As for language, the reader will find the word will used as a noun throughout. This has been done for the purpose of simplifying the text. However, it should be noted at the outset that no metaphysical claim is being made either for or against the proposition that the will exists. My approach, dealing as it does with willers and willed acts, is empirical and phenomenological. Its foundation is psychosynthesis, both personal and transpersonal, a process of growth based on the harmonious integration of all aspects of the personality around the self, the centre of awareness and will. So this book can take its place as a sequel to my previous one, Psychosynthesis. And here we have a footnote, an Assalin book, New York, Penguin Books, 1971, returning to text, in which the subject of the will was briefly introduced. I hope and trust that it may be a useful companion to many who want to develop and make good use of their wills. Much remains to be done, and towards this end, I suggest in the Will Project, Part 3, a general plan both for individuals and for groups to continue the work of study and research. Such a plan is greatly needed at present because of the unfortunate neglect or misuse of the will, and because of the enormous potential inherent in its right use for achieving self-actualization and self-realization, and for solving major human problems. Now I want to express my gratitude to all who have assisted in the production of the book. First, to my many students, clients and co-workers who read portions of the manuscript at various times, offered their comments and suggestions, and helped generally. Of this large group, I would like to single out for particular mention Stuart Miller, editor of the Assalin Viking series, whose many perceptive comments, suggestions and additions were deeply appreciated. James Vargu, who studied the manuscript in depth, making valuable suggestions and adding examples, and Susan Vargu, who greatly helped in this work by reordering the original text. Others to whom I gladly recognise my indebtedness are Dr. Frank Harrinen, Betsy Carter, Stephen Cull, and Dr. Piero Ferrucchi, Ida Palombi, Secretary of the Instituto di Psicosynthesi in Florence, and my friend Kenneth Leslie Smith also gave valuable cooperation. With goodwill and the trust that the development of the will may have a substantial role in the emergence of a new period of human cooperation, I leave the next steps to the reader. Florence, Italy, September 1972. And that is the end of the preface of The Act of Will, Roberto Assagioli, M.D.